Let's talk a little bit about hepatocellular carcinoma. And we asked a pretty straightforward question of the audience, which is what's their usual first-line therapy, assuming the patient has good hepatic function? And while the vast majority of the audience still says sorafenib, there were a number of people, including one investigator, who said they'd like to, and this was regulatory issues aside, start out with a checkpoint inhibitor. What's your usual first-line therapy for HCC? And if you could use a checkpoint inhibitor first-line, would you do it?
So my first-line use of treatment, it's still sorafenib. At this point in time, I am not really convinced myself that I would like to jump into a checkpoint inhibitor as a frontline unless I have some more data in terms of its benefit relative to sorafenib. And I'm saying this not only meaning sorafenib, but also there's another drug, which is lenvatinib. As you know, it showed activity in this disease in a non-inferiority trial versus sorafenib. It also had a longer progression-free survival and probably was better tolerated than sorafenib. So I'm not sure at this time I would replace either of these two drugs with a checkpoint inhibitor for frontline treatment. That is something open for discussion, and I'm not as yet convinced that it has to be a checkpoint inhibitor frontline.